It's an Adam Sandler movie. Let's just do it.
I mean, I bet you he did a lot of his takes in one.
In one?
In just one.
He's just that great of an actor. I can't wait to watch this, guys. I'm super excited.
That's pretty low-key.
Welcome back, movie fans. It's Pete.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And we are Dad's Movie Night. Three dads. Moment of silence for Irish Dave.
Shouldn't we have like a thing of whiskey and some, you know,
we will.
Danny boy?
And maybe some ice cream.
In his memory.
In his memory. We are navigating films of our youth that we remember with nostalgia.
Which doesn't make them good.
No, not even, sometimes not even remote.
We're going to test that out tonight.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was thinking the same thing as I was driving over here. I'm like, man, I really like this movie. I watched this movie a lot.
A long time ago.
I'm still going to find it as funny.
Yeah. Oh, man. Those midnight... Well, you know, this came out around the same time as Tommy Boy, and Tommy Boy was awesome. It was actually much better than I remembered it.
That's true. And this is... Well, what are we watching again?
We are watching...
Caddyshack Part 2?
Caddyshack Part 2.
The Caddyshackening?
Shacking.
Even cattier.
Dan Aykroyd instead of Bill Murray.
Yeah, we are watching Happy Gilmore.
Thank God. I really don't want to watch Caddyshack 2.
No, I'm going to try not to watch Caddyshack 2 ever again in my life.
But Happy Gilmore. I mean, solid, right? Like, we all...
This is one of
like
the...
Adam Sandler in his heyday.
Adam Sandler's first one was Billy Madison, and then Happy Gilmore was second.
This was the next year, so yeah. I think they just didn't stop.
You want to be technical, one of his first movies was Mixed Nuts with Steve Martin and Liev Schreiber.
Wow, that's a deep pull.
I like Steve Martin.
But it's not an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. No, he was just there.
Which is a different thing.
This is an Adam Sandler movie.
This was his movie. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about what you remember before? Oh, no. We should figure out what our questions are, Neil. What's question number one?
Man, I try to get
question
you past
it. Question number one
is...
Does the movie...
Wait, put it all on red.
Hold up.
Oh, we got it right on the first try. Only two more to go. Question number two.
Question number two. Should the movie be... rebooted, remade, recycled, removed from Earth.
Oh, man, I wish we were videotaping that so we could watch Brian play charades.
Absurd.
You, sir, are absurd.
That is the most ridiculous thing uttered in my direction this second.
It's a good thing we know each other and I didn't say re-socked.
Yeah, right.
It was a good clue.
First word. Sounds like.
And question number three.
Question number three. Should we show it to our children as a reward, a punishment, or...
Not show it to them.
Or not.
Just no.
Or not subject them to Daryl.
There. Nailed it?
Nailed it.
You got there.
There. So what do you remember about... Happy Gilmore.
Well, we looked up the running time, and glancing at the Wikipedia page, I had completely forgotten about Carl Weathers.
Which is strange, because he's a big part of this movie.
That's a big role for him.
He's kind of one of that, you know, he is the Gandalf here.
He's the heart and soul.
Yeah.
I remember the nail Yoda. Gun.
I remember
punching.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Yeah.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah, we all remember that.
Yeah.
So the one quote I probably use the most is Happy learned how to putt. Like, whenever we're doing something and I actually get it right, you've probably heard me say it a couple times.
I have not.
Have I never gotten it right yet?
I feel like
you hear me say that all the time, guys. You know, like, when I just get something right.
The things that we participate... don't get stuff right around us.
No, it's because you're always right around us, because when we play things, you're on fire. Like... In Dead by Daylight, you're always crushing gens. Mm. In Apex, you shoot people.
That's when I've said it. Have you learned how to putt?
I don't think I've actually ever heard that.
I know. Like, we got to start playing shit games with you.
All right. Well, this has been a fun podcast, guys.
Baby steps, Neil. We're making progress.
Do you guys remember this movie well?
I do.
I don't. I remember Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
I know that Happy wears a Bruins jersey for most of the movie.
Yeah.
Which, as someone from the Massachusetts area, we were like, yeah, go!
Is Adam Sandler a fan of the Bruins?
He's from New Hampshire.
He is?
Yeah. Isn't he from Manchester, New Hampshire? IMDb. Come on, guys.
We'll have our interns check that out. Yes, he is. We'll confirm. Yes.
I'm almost 100% positive he's from New Hampshire.
I mean...
Like Concord.
Why not? Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not like he was like Holyoke or something.
No, I mean, it's
but you accepted him quite a star power when he put the jersey on.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's New England, so
right. Yeah, it makes sense. It's not like New Hampshire doesn't have its own team.
No, it certainly does not.
What would New Hampshire's like professional team be called?
So there's the Manchester Fisher Cats, I think, is their minor league baseball team, sure. And that is it.
All right.
Yep, that's pretty much all they got.
Go liquor stores.
That'd be a Packy.
Packies.
You need a Packy and you need a plow guy.
There you go.
That's pretty much New England for you.
So Happy Gilmore was one of the videos located at the mom and pop video shop.
Ooh.
At the country store. That was literally its name. On the coast. So every summer, like, we'd go there and peruse their like 20 videos, and Happy Gilmore was one of the ones they had.
Right,
so
next to Pet Sematary.
We had Pet Sematary, Happy Gilmore. I think Dick Tracy.
Oh God,
like,
that was
the guy would get some new ones.
God awful, and it should definitely be on our list.
People have said that movie's underappreciated.
Nope.
But
Saw it in the theater.
I remember this movie pretty well, but I remember like watching it, like hanging out with my friends.
This was definitely a college dorm room.
Yeah.
Sitting around, watching this, giggling like a 12-year-old.
And usually, like, you could have it on the background while you were doing other things. Like, we'd be shooting the shit, and he'd be with Shooter
Gavin. I'm just curious. Like, I don't really remember much of the actual dialogue from this movie, aside from what, nearly what you've already said. Happy
it's very quotable.
Well, I'm excited. So let's go get some ice cream.
Right.
Let's get some scotch. I think we're doing bourbon tonight. I don't have any scotch left.
That's fine.
Okay, just making sure you
understand.
It's
brown and in a glass.
And we're going to be back.
And it's liquor. Gotta have that.
Caveat.
Yeah,
I feel safe with those comments now.
Yeah, we're fine. Any parting words? We ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Let's do it. All right, guys. Let's see you.
Let's tee up that shot.
Oh, sporting reference. Look at you.
Let's get an eagle.
Wow, two for two. Got any more?
Let's hope it's not a bogey.
Wow.
Let's putt from the rough.
Let's do putt stuff.
Fuck.
Do the brown that. Stuff.
We'll be right. Phrasing.
Nope.
Fuck.
Nothing wrong with that statement.
We'll be right back. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Brown stuff.
And we're back.
Happy.
Happy.
Poppies.
Let's go to your happy
your
place.
Happy place.
His happy place seemed a little
weird.
Simple.
Simple?
Well, it's girl with beer, grandma wins money on a casino thing.
And a little person riding around on a with chaps on.
Yeah,
it was the Kevin Nealon thing. He was doing the bull dance and feeling the flow.
Right.
Working it.
But for like
your
ideal place, that's pretty simple. Like it was on a lawn with some sprinklers.
It looks pretty great to me.
I'm not going to lie.
All right, man. You know, follow your bliss.
Oh, we're following the bliss. All right. Welcome back,
feeling
guys.
The flow.
I'm feeling it. Yeah, definitely feeling the flow. That was... Let's two-sentence synopsis.
Who would like to go first? Well, we have all these copious notes here.
Copious notes.
Let's,
hold on.
Let me get mine out.
Yeah, hold on.
Totally professional here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
I got mine.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to go first. In a world where professional golfers are made up of hockey players, comes a tale of the greatest hockey player ever, Happy Gilmore, who all he wanted to do was find his happy place and beat Shooter McGavin and get beer, win a house for his grandma. And I'm running out of steam. But this movie was fucking awesome!
Okay, yeah. It was a very simple movie.
It was an A to B.
Yep. Clean.
I'm like, where were the twists? Nope.
Nope. Where were the big shocking? Nope.
There was quite literally zero twists to this movie.
No surprises.
And even the hecklers. Even Shooter's heckler.
I'll have to admit, I wasn't prepared for Chubbs to die.
I mean, wait, this time? Because you didn't remember Chubbs
well,
at all?
Well, the first time.
Because, like, first time. You what? Completely forgot that Carl Weathers like, was in this movie.
I did. But I thought that was, like, a decent little twist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually, like, I got your present. Oh, what could it be? I don't know. Open the box. Oh, it's a good thing. It's not the one super traumatic thing that I've ever experienced in my life waiting for me inside this box.
But see, it makes sense because, well, Happy's an asshole. So, of course, an asshole would be like, I got you a thing that would probably traumatize you.
Is Happy really an asshole? He's a simpleton.
Well, he was kind of an asshole. And I don't think I guess at the end he kind of learned to change, but I don't know. I don't feel like you can spend your first 30-some-odd years of your life being an asshole and just be like, you know what? Everything's okay now. I'm just going to be a lovable guy.
I guess.
Unless, you know, you have a brain injury. But I digress. I'll go and do my 2 cents.
All right, you do yours next.
Okay, all right. Happy Gilmore.
Make sure it doesn't suck like mine did.
Just don't suck.
Just don't suck.
Billy Madison is a wannabe hockey player who finds himself playing golf to save his grandmother's house.
Nunez.
With only Shooter McGavin in the way, he short putts and subways to glory.
I hope you did that on purpose.
I did. Okay. I should have called him Nunez, though.
Because sometimes I'm not sure, Ryan.
I know. When I play it straight, everybody gets confused. It's all the putt stuff.
Totally into the putt stuff. Oh, it's going to be at our merch store.
Along with all our other things. No, by the way, the merch store has been making a ton of money, guys.
Oh, it's making all of our money.
Our fans really love the keychains, the air fresheners.
The stickers.
The stickers, but surprisingly, the swizzle sticks selling like hotcakes.
I was really amazed that the Dad's Movie Night bidet was selling as hot as it is.
That was me. I'm sorry. I bought all of them.
Well, how do you buy 10,000 units?
This is why no one goes to your house, because it's all just one giant bidet.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't have to.
Are you sorry?
I didn't have to do that, but I did want to.
Well, that's how he got on to be the third person on this podcast.
Totally regret it. You regret nothing.
No, I don't.
And he is clean as a whistle.
Thank you.
Refreshing?
I do enjoy putt stuff.
Oh, okay, right, my cheeks are hurting.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Can I do it in the world also?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
You gotta do the voice,
it's spreading.
I can't find my papers. They got a little...
I spilled some whiskey on your papers. Yeah.
In a world where hockey is pain, golf is nothing but booze, women, and money. Happy Gilmore has found his happy place.
He wanted to say Billy Madison.
Little Nicky is now a golfer.
It's an A to B movie. I mean, what else can you say?
The basic construct of the movie is Happy Gilmore is a hockey player who sucks, but has a slap shot that does kill people.
Yes.
And his grandma is delinquent on her taxes by, what, a decade?
Yeah.
So she's a criminal, essentially.
Well, I mean, just doesn't pay taxes. There are a lot of people in this country who refuse to pay taxes.
Okay, so criminals.
They are part of that
she's
group.
She's broke. If she had the money, she would
pay.
She
even said it. She didn't have any money.
But she just spent it on other things.
But what does she... Like, what...
She has a huge fucking house.
But she's not paying any of the taxes. And she's obviously retired. So what is the income with which she is being taxed?
I would say Social Security.
You tax Social Security?
Don't you? Isn't that claimed as income?
I don't know. I'm not...
Why
retired.
Are we having a
property
tax...
Property taxes in Waterbury are very high.
Also not true. I did appreciate this movie was, you know, shot in the fictional town of Waterbury, because the only Waterbury I know is in Connecticut, and there is no house.
Or mountains.
Or mountains, or bodies of water like that.
Nice places.
I don't think there's a youth, batting cage area.
So, getting back to the storyline, so then Happy... wants to somehow get the money to buy the house back.
Yep.
And it's basically just MacGuffining his way through tournament after tournament to try and win money, and then he gets in bad with Shooter McGavin. Shooter's douchey McDouche nozzle to him, and then they have, you know...
Then it's a rivalry.
Then it's a rivalry, and now it's huzzah for the final, for all of the marbles. At the end, we will have this thing.
Yeah, and it all started where he killed a guy's wife with his driver, and then he figured he could hustle money on the driving.
He didn't kill her, though. He just hit her on the forehead from the second-story window in which she rolled off the porch, off the roof, onto the pavement.
She probably, like, I've seen a guy who fell off three stories and was totally fine-ish. So,
ish.
It's still impossible, but there are a lot of instances in this movie where he straight up assaults people, and everyone just kind of like.
You loved that. About
I hated that, man.
You loved it. You're like, oh my god, look, there's no cops.
No cops. Like, he's straight up like on like national television, just decks a guy, and everyone's like,
yeah, Bob happy. Barker.
And Bob Barker, like, watch him like going back and forth. No point. Does anyone's like, that's assault? Is it like, what the hell? He even throws like a federal agent or whatever. Through a window, he defenestrates.
Oh, that's right, the IRS agent. That's not something you want to do.
No, and when you go through a window, ask my dog, you get cut, man. You get cut.
That's right.
Yeah, your dog went through a window?
Yeah, she decided to go after a fly and like put her paw through a window and cut up her paw. Yeah.
When did this happen?
Like months ago.
I did not know that.
She was fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
She's tough.
I sprayed some super glue in there and it was fine.
It's what you do.
It's what you do. But I mean, that's my point. It's like, there are all these instances where he is a super, like, hot-headed asshole. And everyone's just like, that quirky happy.
It was the 90s. Let's be honest.
I guess you could get away with a lot in the 90s.
Don't you remember the 90s?
I mean, we fought a lot with rocks and chains. But, you know, that was kid stuff.
Just kids having fun. You know, burning shit down in the woods.
As you do.
As you do.
And then my other thing was that why was Shooter even giving a fuck about Happy? Like, just because he was stealing his thunder, I guess?
Well, yeah, because he couldn't do his, like, Shooter.
He was more popular. I think that really did.
He's having a Mean Girls moment.
I guess, but I feel like, you know, I'm really winning, and I'm making hundreds of thousands of dollars every tournament, and I'm going to have a great year. I just, this guy can do his thing. No sweat off my sack.
So, question one, then. Does this movie hold up to you guys?
Who'd like to go first?
I was entertained. I'd watch it again. This is something, if it's on, it's a harmless movie. And with all of the assault that happens in this movie, it is still a harmless movie.
I will admit, there are a lot of like the classic lines and the way they're delivered. Adam Sandler's great. The guy who plays Shooter, whose name I can never remember, is an awesome douche.
What else is he in?
He's been in Flubber. He's been
in... That's not helping me. IMDb.
Oh, he was in... Well, anyways, you're going to IMDb it. But yeah, I have to agree. I was very entertained. It's a harmless movie. It's goofy fun. It's popcorn.
Christopher McDonald.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
But yeah, he's been in tons of stuff. But for the life of me, other than this movie...
He was in Quiz Show. I'm going to go back to
one. Oh, Quiz Show's a good movie.
Yeah. I would say that this movie got better as it went on. Like, the last half is definitely better than the first half. Yeah. The first half is just full of unlikable people that now are really not as funny as I remember it.
Yeah.
But once it gets rolling, especially it has a lot to do with Shooter, I think.
anything with Shooter. I actually really enjoyed any scene that Shooter was in. I just enjoyed watching the comeuppance.
Well, you're right. Like, with the rivalry, it really made the movie more fun. Where otherwise, we're just watching this kind of schmuck just sort of gump his way.
He's a really unlikable character.
I guess I'll play golf.
For a while.
Well, he makes fun of everybody. He's like, wow. Like, he's beating people at the driving range. He's like, hey, you should play in that tournament. He goes, yeah, maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah. He's like almost Biodome unlikable like,
in the beginning. Why are you shitting on these people?
Nothing good about him.
Maybe that's why, like, they were, like, got halfway through the movie and, like, ooh, you know what? He's kind of a prick. Maybe we need to, like, you know, soften him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was fun. All right? Yeah. But you got me.
I definitely think this movie.
And, again, if it was on TV, I'd be like, all right, cool. While I do something else, like, you play in the background.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then comes the harder question, though. Could you, like, make a sequel? Reboot it?
Yes, you could.
But would you?
Andy Samberg.
But would you?
Well, I think there's some characters you could learn more about, like what happened to Ben Stiller.
Actually, he never got his comeuppance. He never got his what for.
He's uncredited in this movie.
He did not.
Wow. Yeah, was he just doing it as a favor?
It was an uncredited role for him in this movie.
I want to know what happened to the first caddy.
Mm-hmm. I think there would be a great stinger, though, at the nursing home at the end of this movie. Right? With Ben Stiller's character, with Hal. They either lock him up or they're like, they get all the quilts and these wrapped up and they like throw him down like the laundry chute or something.
One flew over
like
the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, something like that. But he's, you know, the same thing. You know, he'll come back and like, I'm gonna fucking get you guys. Something.
Well, that's right. Like, it doesn't quite jive that at the end of the movie, you think the grandma would be like, by the way, Happy, that guy there was a monster. Well, what, Grandma? He did terrible things. Well, hold on one second, Grandma. And we just see him like wailing on the guy with the hockey stick.
Here's a question. Does he turn into the guy from Dodgeball?
Ooh. Shared universe?
So he doesn't have a mustache in
there? He has the mustache. I could see it happening.
So he started out, he was a fat guy. Hold on. Who then lost a lot of weight and turned into an angry man.
After he got fired from the rest home, he went off, blew up.
And was like, I'm going to just start a gym.
And then, yes, exactly.
And then yet another, like, unlikely hero comes in to steal his thunder. Dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
2004?
Really? It's that old?
2000? Yeah, it's old.
Oh, man.
I could be wrong, but, like...
I'm going to go with... 2002?
2004. Look at you. You nailed it. Holy shit.
Wow.
No, because the character's name here is Hal-El.
Like Hal-El?
Hal-El. Hal-El.
Like Hall? Like he's a hall monitor?
Or they were doing some sort of Superman, but in Dodgeball, his character's name is White Goodman.
Wow.
White Goodman.
White Goodman.
Vince Vaughn's character is Peter LaFleur.
Yeah.
LaFleur.
Kevin Nealon's character?
Awesome.
What happened to new Ty Webb?
Yeah.
He was delightful. That was a nice bit.
He was a fantastic character.
Riding the bull.
Under you.
On the flow.
But that's kind of Kevin Nealon in general.
It was a cameo. Yeah,
that's Kevin Nealon and everything he's ever done has always been underused. Ooh, even on SNL.
Not on Weeds. Weeds, he was a very good character, very funny. He was great.
That's true.
What would you have for the sequel, though? Like, how would you sequel this?
Happy Gilmore 2?
The happierness?
Or the happier Gilmore? Or would you reboot this?
The same way they rebooted Karate Kid, where Happy and Shooter
so we
back.
How about we switch genders, and now it's an angry girl... No. Who wants to be
now they're both
hockey.
Golf pros and
you're
they
so
are taking...
woke, man. You're so woke. So
they're both golf pros
blind.
And they both have their proteges.
Yeah.
And they face off against each other.
No, I think Happy and Virginia had two kids, boy and a girl.
A lot of kids.
No, well, but they had two twins, boy and a girl.
Okay.
All right.
But then they died and the twins got separated.
Go ahead, Pete.
No, I'm going to go with this. They died and the twins got separated. And so they actually still talk to mom and dad in dream sequences with Chubbs.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right.
So there's an alligator and Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Okay.
Now I'm back on board.
Okay. That's why we're here. And then there's another, they have to win the Masters or so against Tiger Woods.
I don't think they can call it the Masters. You notice how we had the league championship?
No, it's the tour championship.
Tour
championship
where you get
actual.
But you get a gold jacket for that, not the green one?
Yeah, that's the tour championship.
Well, why is everyone always talking about the green one? I've never heard of the gold jacket.
That's the Masters at Augusta.
Yeah, everybody wants the Masters. No one talks about a gold jacket. No. Everyone's wearing the green.
Just letting you know, it's a real thing.
Well, it's obviously the Bush League of the tournaments. Because
oh, yeah, it's
Bushwood.
It's the Bushwood.
I mean, I know we might lose some of our golfing fans out there with my lack of respect for the sport, but...
Come on, everybody, let's party! We're all going to get laid.
We'll hit a Caddyshack Happy Gilmore crossover.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome.
Happy Shack.
Happy Shack?
No, I feel like that name's been
taken. Caddy Gilmore?
Yeah. Wait, did you finish your
where are they going?
Cocaine-fueled rant?
They have to win the Masters?
Okay, we're in the green room. It's the pitch meeting. Where's my mound of cocaine? The twins have to... Mom and Dad. Happy and Virginia get kidnapped by a Russian golf guru. All right? And they have to go and play a golf tournament of death against all the world's greatest assassin golfers.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Dude, this is totally lining up. This would be perfect.
And then...
Come on, work with me.
Okay.
Work with me.
Okay. And it's actually... And then at the end, they win the tournament, but find out that that was merely just the first step of many tournaments because... Really? This is a Mortal Kombat.
I was going to say, and he says, finish him, and he pulls out Shooter's heart, and it's actually just a black husk.
Kali. No, and then, Dr. Evil comes out. No, we can't do, we, that would
with
be
another actually. Penis rocket ship? I feel like that's been overdone.
Jeffrey Topical. Bezos. Topical. Jeffrey Bezos, you did it.
So are we saying yes? This is going to be remade?
I'm not giving it my seal, but you know.
But I would like to see some SNL alums. I would like to see Andy Samberg. I would like to see Andy Samberg in this. I think he'd be perfect.
He did the movie Hot Rod, which was kind of...
Esque, yep. But what about Keenan? He'd be awesome in this.
Sure.
Help me out, guys. You're making me do all the work.
I don't watch
SNL. There's not enough cocaine for this.
I mean... So,
I don't do cocaine, for the record, ladies and gentlemen. I don't. I never have.
We never buy drugs.
They're usually given to us.
So...
I don't do them.
I don't know if I can think of a way to reboot or sequelize this. Because it's kind of magical. I think if you were trying to reboot it, it would be dumb.
Of course it would be. Dude, this movie was dumb.
Exactly. But it was charming.
Right, but I'm...
Yeah, I think you have to continue the timeline and just keep going, right? That's kind of where we're going with this.
So go with their kid?
I would say that you'd have to.
Or make it that he's really good at golf, but now he's playing hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, anyways.
All right, well, you know what? You guys, listeners, write into the Facebook page.
Let us know.
And come up with some ideas. Let's see what we can get.
Personally, I like my... Russian golf tournament of death. I'm just saying, you guys were definitely buying in when I was.
Well, you turned it around when we had the force ghosts of Chubbs, Abe Lincoln, and the alligator, helping guide them in the ways of golf.
Of course,
diplomacy and
it's like in Siberia on the ice or something.
Death rolls.
Like that.
The Mista lady's definitely there.
They're playing in the ice. Wouldn't that be hockey? If you play golf on ice, would that be a lot more like hockey?
Maybe it would be.
Maybe they combine.
Happy could have some sort of
He has to teach Shooter how to play hockey.
Ooh.
Their kids are kidnapped, and he and Shooter must team up.
Shooter's hit rough times. He's
Grandma's still alive, clearly. She's 150.
Of course.
Yeah, they get to CGI the actors back in.
Grandma Tarkin.
Grandma Tarkin. Dude, there's a t-shirt in the store.
Boy, this one movie is going to pay dividends in the merch store.
Oh my God, it's all best bidets ever.
Well, we chose this because we wanted to compare it to Caddyshack, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I liked this more than Caddyshack.
That's a toss-up. There are zero redeeming qualities of any character in Caddyshack. On that note in and of itself, Happy Gilmore was a more redeeming movie. But Caddyshack had boobs.
We had Virginia in her lingerie.
Just saying, no boobs.
Well, I mean, you make a point, but if we were to go tit for tat, this movie also had way less poop.
Touché. Duty. But actually, Caddyshack didn't have the duty.
That's true. It was implied duty.
It was implied. It was a Baby Ruth.
This had better swearing moments. When he was sitting there on the TV, nonstop being beeped out, that was pretty amazing.
That was pretty awesome. And Rodney Dangerfield's not in this one, so already better for me. I am not a Rodney Dangerfield fan.
Chevy Chase. Well, Chevy Chase again, he was funny in Caddyshack.
That was probably Chevy's best movie.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
All right.
But what are the differences? All right, who do you think would win in the golf tournament? Shooter or the...
Noonan?
Not Noonan. Nunez?
The judge.
Shooter or the judge?
Well, the
judge... Is there a thunderstorm? When the priest is...
The father?
You know what, I think it's because those are supposed to be amateur players, and these are professional players. So we watched amateur hockey. This is hockey.
Shooter's theoretically golf. The best player in the world.
Right. He's one of the best. And Happy Gilmore is up there. So, nope, I don't think we can make this, we can't settle this, wait, idea.
Wait.
We have these characters play hockey.
What does Bill Murray do during this? Is he blowing shit up on the ice?
Ooh.
And where does the gopher come in?
You know what movie I want to see? I want to see the caddy from Happy Gilmore and Bill Murray together playing golf. I want those two characters playing golf.
I could see it. I'm down with that.
A lot of good ideas here, guys.
Wow. I mean, we're just giving out gold.
Okay, so to question three then. Let's keep moving along. Easy one for me. I think the kid's totally fine watching this when they're about 11.
Yeah, it's got some language. And
some language.
I broke a bottle. I'm trying to find the other half. Oh, something over here.
Do you think they would find Adam Sandler funny?
No.
Like as funny as we did?
No.
Well, because, again, half the movie, he's not terribly likable, and then he has, like, these, you know, funny little quippy lines.
Well, we remember Adam Sandler partly because of the antics he did on SNL, and this is kind of an extension of that, where you're seeing some of that, you know, happy learned how to purr, whoop-dee-dee. Like, he used to do that shtick.
I'm sorry, baby. Sometimes I just get so angry.
I get so angry.
I'm so mad at you.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, yeah. He was tugging that. Tugging. When he was tonguing that voice box.
Yeah.
Tongue in the box.
That was not some ASMR I want to hear.
Nah. That being said, the kids could watch it around, I'd say, 11 or 12. But I'm with you, Neil. I'm not convinced that they would be like, yeah. I think I would enjoy it more than they would.
That's a good point. I mean, I think you're right. I would agree. That's a perfect age. I'd be like, yeah, you guys could watch it. But like, I don't know if they would
want
to.
Who's Bob Barker?
Ooh. Yeah.
Isn't that supposed to be Drew Carey?
Yeah, right. I mean, you could just bring
and up now Drew Carey's old.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Oh, so Drew Carey should definitely be in the sequel.
So he has to play with Drew Carey? Mm-hmm. Well, what else is
just saying, like, if we're going for, like, some continuity on the timeline.
The timeline. We could get Vanna White in there. She's...
Pat Sajak, too?
I think... Well, wasn't he, like, in the hospital for something, and so she had to take over as the host?
This is not something I
watch. That's the problem is, you know what? I don't watch a lot of game shows, but I read that on the CNNs.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I believe you. You said it. It's true.
Who does Family Feud? The same guy who totally ruined Miss America.
That's, words are hard.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The guy with the mustache and the teeth?
Yes.
Nailed it. Well, anyways, yeah.
I'm looking it up now.
Game show host? Sure.
All right. Before we make this podcast episode super exciting.
Again, this is one of those hard ones because there wasn't a lot to dive in. This is such a simple movie. Ooh, I did appreciate the actor who played Jaws playing Mr. Larson.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal, and that voice was unexpected. That was a very erudite character. Mm-hmm.
Family Feud is currently hosted by Steve Harvey.
There it is.
That's
the one.
I'm like, words are hard. People's names.
We're not game show people.
No,
that's usually for retirees.
All right, so movies for next week. Oh. Yeah. Iron Eagle?
No,
Rounders. Oh, we talked about it. No, we're doing Iron Eagle. Louis Gossett Jr. Gotta do it. All right, I'm down for Rounders.
I could do Rounders. Though I feel like we got to start leaning into some of the weirder stuff I'm seeing on this list.
Short Circuit 2?
No, like Toy Soldiers.
Flight of the Navigator?
That's on Disney.
Harry and the Hendersons?
Problem Child.
Oh, God.
Ooh, okay. I know Problem Child.
Captain Ron. We've been talking about
that. We have Iron Eagle on there twice.
It's because it's so forgettable I had to put it on twice.
Have we done Earth Girls Are Easy?
We have not done Earth Girls Are Easy. We have not done Airplane. Ooh. We did The Fly. We did we do E.T.?
No.
Delta Force.
We did Young Guns.
We did Young Guns. I should.
Yeah, so some of these cool runnings. We did Swingers. So I think I love Rounders.
I think we're going to do Rounders next week, but we have to start diving into some of this other.
Yeah, we've got some weird ones on here.
Fern Gully.
You know why I say this? Is because I watched Rounders in college.
A Fish Called Wanda. I love that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
But
I like Jamie Lee Curtis and what's his name?
Kevin Kline.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie with that guy and that girl, and they're doing that thing where, like, it ends with that big thing happening?
Yeah, I nailed it, didn't I?
I love that movie.
Hated it.
One of these days. Princess Bride? We got to do that one of these days. I know
I mean, if people don't like The Princess Bride, and if they haven't seen The Princess Bride, it's probably because they're dead.
It's true. What about movies like Platoon or Glory?
I've never seen Platoon. I played the NES game. That's the closest I've come.
It's a very hard movie to watch.
Isn't it also like 3 hours long?
Is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's long.
Oliver Stone, so it's not going to be. It's not going to be.
It's not going to be a 90-minute. You know.
No, it's not.
So I married the original murderer.
So I married an axe murderer.
Reaper Man.
Prayer for the Roller Boys.
Oh.
Beastmaster.
You know.
It's terrible.
Cindy was saying we need to watch Beastmaster.
It's on Amazon Prime, free.
Okay, so we'll do rounders. We'll do rounders. Then fans, we're going to get weird.
Malkovich will help us make that turn into the weirdness.
Are you going to be satisfied? Satisfied? Not yet.
I wish Dave could tell us like how good that accent was.
we're pulling the Dave role. It's a Russian accent. Dave has no
jurisdiction. He's got the most Russian accent of the group.
Sean Connery as the Russian, as John Malkovich.
Splash the pot as I want.
Yes.
I'm showing satisfied.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I can do it.
All right, movie fans. You guys send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Share this podcast with your friends and give us some reviews because we actually have a few.
And suggestions because otherwise we're going to be stuck watching Harry and the Hendersons.
Or Street Fighter.
Ooh. Yeah, no, we're all excited by Street Fighter. I'm glad that's on the list.
JCVD as Bison.
Yeah, I mean, we could watch that or Short
Guile?
Circuit 2.
Or what?
Guile?
Yeah, he played Guile.
No, I thought he was...
No, he was Guile.
Bison was...
Raul Julia.
Yeah, his last movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who, by the way, was the most redeeming thing about that movie.
Yeah.
By far.
I was trying to give credit to
How could... He's from Brussels. How is it that he's playing American named Guile? Well, so how does Arnold Schwarzenegger play?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a CIA agent... what was his name? Brad Smith.
Cunningham. Or something. Yeah. He's an astrophysicist.
Right.
It's nice to meet you.
No one can find him. He's the world's best hiding assassin. Yeah. Look, can't even see him behind that pot.
Ficus is everywhere. Well, it's the same thing with The Rock. Like, when The Rock shows up and he's like an astrophysicist, you're like, sure he is.
Yeah. He's just smiling and I'm charmed.
He's the world-leading zoologist and specializes in primates and their behaviors.
I am not going to watch that movie, Jungle River...
Jungle Cruise?
Jungle Cruise.
Well, I mean, Pete, we got the passes, so...
Well, you're going to...
I could watch it because it's The Rock. The Rock is charming. It's going to be a dumb, silly, goofy movie where The Rock will beat on people and throw quips and be charming.
And Emily Blunt, too.
And she's there, too.
On that note, any parting words, Neil?
Nope, I had a good time tonight.
That Brian, any parting words?
Yeah, this was... I wish, you know, we had something funny. I wish we were tortured a little bit, but this was very harmless. This was a harmless movie.
This movie was harmless.
No one's psyche
Which is
broken.
Almost like none of the other Adam Sandler movies, because those are all harmful.
But I think it's that harmlessness that took him to the $2 billion in box office.
He's bankable. You've never... In all the times when Adam Sandler's bad, I don't think it's because you hate Adam Sandler. He's just in a bad movie. He's kind of like Teflon. I mean, I thought... Right, let's go Little Nicky. Let's break down Little Nicky for a hot minute.
No, we don't have time.
It was a terrible movie, but his character
was terrible.
Not awful.
Terrible.
Not as bad as, like, all the other characters.
It was pretty shitty.
Okay, it was.
It's a really shitty movie, man.
But, I mean, but other than that movie, Adam Sandler usually plays himself or, like, some happy-go-lucky schmuck.
Really shitty versions of it.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, we're not going to get into this one tonight, but that's it for me.
I got no parting words.
Nope. I don't either.
Oh, it's all been said. Holy moly, guys.
Did we forget something?
No, we forgot a giant arm in the room.
Chubb's arm?
Chubb's arm! What the hell was with Chubb's arm? Guys, listeners, if you have watched this movie, you'll notice that when they were like, hey, Chubbs, you know.
You have to wear a prosthetic hand.
Oh, are you just going to have me wear a glove? You know, something like my hand's really stiff. No, no, no. We're just going to have you hold on to this fake wooden hand.
But this thing's like 18 inches longer than my arm.
Oh, won't it show up through my sleeve? No, no, worry. No one will notice.
No, it looks great.
His
looks great,
arm Carl. Dangled down below his knee.
It was magnificent. That was actually where the movie turned for me, and I started laughing real hard.
We were definitely losing our shit during that.
The amount of, like, they gave zero. And it wasn't like, hey, guys, this looks a little goofy, but you know what? We're going to have it shot from the side. We'll have them bend down a little bit. Like, it's just going to hide it.
No, they, we're going to wave it in front of him.
In profile. We're like, he is shaking Happy Gilmore's hand from 10 feet away.
That was awesome.
Like, what was that, the amount of balls to just do that on screen? That's pretty high.
We should just lean into that one. Just a bit.
They did, and they leaned in hard.
Just the tip.
Oh, okay.
Good night, everybody.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Butt stuff.
Beat me to it.
I'll beat you to it.
Phrasing?
I'm okay with it.
Me too. Neil's uncomfortable.
I'm going to my bidets now.